Hello and welcome to Talk Chinesey, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to learn how to say office in Chinese. We have Edward Shundarovich, the co-founder and chairman of Notel. Hi, Edward. 你好。
你好, hello, how are you?
Yeah, good. Thank you for joining us. And I know you are a very hardworking person and you work from home at the moment, as I can see. Okay, the way to say office is 办公室。
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 办公室, that means office. And then 办公, that means to work. And I will explain slight subtle difference between 办公 and 工作。是。The third character, that means the chamber, the room where you perform your work. So, 是 is the fourth tone. Let's get that right first. It's a very useful word, like when you say your bedroom, you say your kitchen, and then you use this 是 to represent the space of the chamber. So, 是.
是.
是. Yeah.
是.
Exactly, 是. So, 办, the meaning of 办 is to manage, to handle.To deal with. 办.
办.
办. It's the fourth tone. 公.
公.
公 is the second word. 公 means public. And the original shape of the character, it's actually a combination between opposite and private. So the concept opposite being private, it's to go public. So where you manage the public affairs...It's where you do the work.
Mm-hmm.
So 办公, that means to work.
It's related to the government.
It is, yes. So the difference between 办公 and 工作, you know 工作, we talk about that.
Yes, it's work.
Yeah, it's work. But 工作 covers all the general type of work, like housework, office work, or labor work. And as long as you are working on something to get the job done, then that's 工作. But 办公 is more specific, mainly...So office work and mainly administrative government type of work.
So more important work.
Yeah, it's more like blue collar type of work. And then when you say 工作, that could be anything. Mm. Could be your homework, housework, office work, labor work, building work. Could be any work. So 办公, where you do the paperwork mainly or administrative governmental type of work.
And when we go to the paperless office, there will be no 办公.
No 办公, exactly. And everything is all done by the computer over the cloud.
Super. 工作 and 办公.
工作 and 办公, that's it. Right. So now, when you say you work from home, you can say 家庭工作室.
家庭工作室.
Yeah, and you probably recognize 工作.
Yes, 工作.
工作 is work. And 室 is the chamber.
室.
工作室, like a studio.
It's like a room?
Yeah.Chamber is like a room, so it could be like your bathroom.
Yeah.
And so in Chinese, bathroom is 浴室.
So like a sal.
Yeah, sal. 浴, 浴 that means you have a shower, so shower room.
Mm-hmm.
A bit like, and 室, just a room. Bedroom is 卧室.
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 卧 means to lie down, and where you lie down, normally during the day, is your bedroom. So 卧室.
卧室.
卧室. Okay, let's repeat. The way to say office, 办公室.
办公室.
办公室. So teach me how to say 办公室 in Russian.
It's easy. Office.
Really?
Yeah.
Office?
Yeah, that was just that was a word adopted from English.
Oh, that's so cool. Okay, now I can speak Russian. Office.
Yeah.
Okay. In Chinese, sometimes it's the same. Like 办公室 is quite a...unique word and to describe office is not the same as English, but there are a lot of words which are very similar to English, like coffee, for example. We say cafe.
Yeah.
And then like New York, we say 纽约. And really, it's just borrowing some Chinese characters with similar sound.
Mm.
Cafe, it's actually just borrowing the sound. So basically, that doesn't really mean too much.
Yeah, cafe is a very important word for the office.
Exactly. Great. Thank you very much, Edward, for joining us. And thank you for listening to Talk Chinesey. I hope you enjoy this episode. Today, we learn how to say office, 办公室 in Chinese, and to say to work, 办公. Please don't forget to review us, rate us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见.
Thank you. 再见.